Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis on top. The Moshe like this. Turn around, boy. Look at the price like this. Chasun shel zav v'zevo. Chasun, that's like the party. That's the part that they make the Neiraglayim into. Rashi says, Ovid shel Neiraglayim. Now, it was made out of an earthly kli, and it broke. And you have now the pieces of the broken chasun. So the walker is like this. That Pam Rishon v'sheni tamei. If you soak it, or you clean it, the first two times, it's tamei. Because we say that all the Neiraglayim did not come out of it yet. And the locker is the Neiraglayim of the Zav or Zavo is a Navatuma. That's one of the Echod Mimayne Hazav, that's Navatuma. So therefore, even though it's dried up, it's sapped up into this Klichers. So when you wash it out, the first time you wash it out, the Neiraglayim inside comes out into the water. And it's the time of the water. Who are in the second time also? But Shlishitor, the third time you use it already, then we say all the Neiraglayim of it came out during the first two times, and therefore now by the third time, the water remains tor. Rashi says, Mishenos Nasechim Mayim, Shloisha Pom Tor. Rashi given be, Rabbed after that's a broken pari. It could be it's a whole one. And you wash it out once, you soak water in it once, you do it a second time, now the third time you do it, we say it's tor. Because you say all the Neiraglayim came out the first two times. Now, it says clearly, Ba'med v'orim amurim, when was this said? Shenos notoichen mayim. Only if you put water inside this of it. That's after two times till we said that it comes out. Avolenos notoichen mayim, if you do not put water inside it, then afilu asiri tamei. Even the tenth time you use it, still it's tamei. Rashi says he didn't put water. Elamer aglayim shel adam tor, means adam tor used it. So his Neiraglayim came in there. So since the Neiraglayim is like min beminoi, we say it's not bottle. So even though 10 people use it, 10 people that are poor use it, still, if you wash it out another time, we still say there's some Neiraglayim from the Zav that still has a loch of an avatumah. The Rashi says the min beminoi bottle. Since it's min beminoi is not bottle. Now, that's what the first place it says, but Tevei Eliezer, or Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Shlishi, the third time, Atopi Shlanos Matochen Mayim Tor, even though he did not put in the water the third time, still it remains Tor. Shachuri means even though you didn't put in water, just use it with Neiraglayim, even though it's Mindemine, still it's bottle. But a third time, also it's bottle. The other one says, Man Shamat Le, who do we hear from? The Yomah that he says, Min bimin late lead bottle, that the klal is min bimin is not bottle. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita holds min bimin is not bottle. Rashi says Ushmanina man Tanakama of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. If so, who's the Tanakama of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that says the Neiraglayim is not bottle Neiraglayim? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Or come until he says the Mashkin and the Mecheres betless the Zimni Palpim, that the water that the Velua that sapped into the Klicheres comes out the first three times. Therefore, when you soak it in water, the first two times it's still tamei. Only the third time is it all. So, most the question is so. If that's what you dishitam, well, the minim have a question. It says alocha pishton shetavosan nidon flax that an isha that's a nida wove it out. So the locha is now masita tor. Let's say a person moves it. A person of tor. Move this flax, moves it, so it depends. V'yemhoye lach, masita tamay. But let's say it was lach, let's say the pishtun was still wet, moist, then we say tamay. Why? Mishum mashka piyah. Because you have to be afraid some of the saliva of the isha nida went upon the flax. So therefore, if you touch it and it's dry, you're tor. But if you touch it when it's wet, then we have to be afraid some of the saliva from the nida is on it. Here for your tummy. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af haroit frei b'mayim tamei mishum mashkapia." That even if somebody goes and washes it off in water, still he's tamei mishum mashkapia, because you have to be afraid. Still, there's some saliva there. The afilu tuva, even though you wash it out a lot of times, even though you wash out the flax many times, still we say it's tamei. So what's the stira? The Tanakhama before says, if you wash it out three times, it becomes tor, the chasin shel zav. Hakimir, and that was Rabbi Yehuda. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you wash out this flax many times, still tamei. I'll tell you, shani reik to korer. Spit, saliva is different. Saliva is different to korer. It like gets attached to the pishtun very strong and doesn't come out. Rashi says, is not pluah so much in the cheres. If was different here, it's hard. The saliva right to korer, it's hard. It goes in strong into the pishtun. It doesn't come out so easy. So that here, Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you wash it many times, still remains tummy. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah, Nisara Bidam Sulim Yishpech Liyomom. The Mishnah says to Chedushim, that now if the Dam of Kachim gets mixed up with the Dam Sulim, a korban that's posel, or else it gets mixed up with Dam HaTamtis, see, even though it's not really bottle, even though there's more blood, there's more Dam HaKosher, still the din is to get rid of it. Yishpah spill it into the yom, into the stream of water. And that's machlokes in the Mishnah. So Moshe says, the Maikim Michlugi, what's the machlokes in? Somer Rav Zvid, begoizru in gzera b'mikdash k'michlugi. The Shaila is, did Rabbonim make a gzera in the base of Mikdash? To Masal begoizru, yes, Rabbonim made a gzera. Even though midi rice of this dam is not bottle, and really is kosher for his recall, but the Rabbonim made a gzera, maybe that sometimes there'll be more dam sulim, or there'll be more Dam HaTamtis here than the Dam of the Korban, and it will be bottled, and still you use it. So Gzeira not to use it then, the Rabbanan said you should never make a Srika, even though it means you'd be Masid Kachim. Still it's Kedai to make this Gzeira. I, Rashi speaks out, if so, how come they make a Gzeira in the first place, when the Dam Kachim falls into Dam Chaya, Dam Behemah? So Rashi says, because that's Chulin, and Chulin B'Azar is L'Shchiach. Here it's not Shchiach. Mashenken over here is very Shchiach. And that's Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah. He does know that Rabbanan does not make a gzeira in the base of Yiddish, the frat not to be mouthed to the kochim. So if as long as the dam is not potul, you're still allowed to make the zrika. That's the way Rav Zvid learns. Rav Papa, or Papa says no, to kuli yalma gezen. Everybody agrees you do make a gzeira here. V'ocho b'dama tamsos motsu the rabbas adama nefesh kamiflugi. Machlokes is that shchiach sometimes to have more dam HaTamtis than you have the dam HaNefesh. Masa was shchiach. The Tanna Kamma says yes, it's shchiach. Sometimes you could have more dam HaTamtis to posel a dam for zrika than you have the dam HaKosher. Therefore, we have to make the gzeira here not to use the dam, even though right now you have more dam HaNefesh. Well, Masa Rav Lez holds though lo shchiach. No, it's not shchiach to have so much dam HaTamtis. Therefore, it's mutsu lo shchiach. Therefore, it goes to Rabbi Rabbanim. So in other words, according to Rav Papa, Rabbi Elazar does not agree when the dam falls into dam sulim, because there's always a lot of dam sulim in the Beis Hamikdash. It happens often that Rabbanim become bosel. Machlokes is only by dam HaTamtis. That's the dam that comes out like after the animal's dead, after the tzias, after the dam HaNefesh. So Machlokes is that shchiach to have a lot of that. So most of it is this. Pishleim and Rav Papa is very good, according to Rav Papa. That's one case that everybody agrees to that. That's what it says. The second case, if the dam spills into, gets mixed up with dam HaTamtis, here it says the second time, yishpach liyama. Because on the second case, hakasamachoikis, Rav Leza only agrees in the second case, not in the first case. When he only argues in the second case, not in the first case. So that's what the Mishnah says in the two separate cases like. Elul Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, that all has one halacha, the machlokes applies both by dam sulim and by dam HaTamtis, is certainly avinu v'lifinu. The Mishnah should have put the both cases together. And it should have said, nisar v'dam sulim v'dam tamtis, yishpach liyoma, then the Rebbe has a machshir. How come it says twice, yishpach liyoma, yishpach liyoma? It's more says kasha and achnami. According to Rav Zvid, it's lulav kasha. Why does it say it separately? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be dam tamimin b'dam balimumim? That's for the dam of a korban that was the tam of kosher korban. That blood got mixed up b'dam balimumim. It got mixed up with the blood from a korban that's a balimum. Say the halacha is yishofech liyama. You have to spill this dam to the stream of water. In other words, you cannot use it for zrika. And there even Reb Lezer agrees over here to say that you can't do it. Because the Mor says here it's a pasuk that says, Kol asher boimum, let's take rivum. that from a Baal Mum there's an Isra to make a Krova from it. What's going to be Kais, the Kaisais? Let's say you have different cups of blood. One cup was from the Dam of the Behemoth Baal Mum, but the other 100 was from Behemoth Ksherim. So he says it's not both of Barayv. However, we have left away now. Korav Kais Echad. If the Yevra, the Kayin, already made his Rika from one Kais, he didn't ask, and he made his Rika, then the locker is Yikrav Okola Kaisis. Now we have a right to say that it's like this. Midi Yerais Tits Botol Chad Mitzray. It's only Midi Rabbanan, it's a Dabba Choshev. Okola Oilin is not Botol, but over here, since one was brought, we have a right to say that one was probably was the Baal Mum, and all the rest like Sherim, therefore we're allowed to bring the rest of them. That's Rabbi Lezer Shito. V'chachomar, the Chomar say no, Afilu Korv Kulam. Even if you makiv already all of them, Chutz Miechemin, only though you left over one, Yishopech Liyama, you don't have the Seta, still there's a Chumra, maybe this is the Dam from the Bali Mum, and therefore the din is, all the Dams have to be spilled off, Liyama, to the stream of water. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be, Hanitonim Lamato, Shenis Orvu, Banitonim Lamalo. If the Dam that's supposed to be Lamata on the bottom part of the Chuta Sikra got mixed up with Dam that's supposed to go Lamala, supposed to be on top part of the Chuta Sikra. What should we do with it now? So a Dam of different Kabonis of a Neila and a Chat has got mixed up, so what should we do? So Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Yitain Lamala. He's supposed to put from the Dam of the Korbin Lamala on the top part of the Chuta Sikra on the four corners of the Mizbeach. For Roya Niyas HaTachtonim, and I look as if the blood that comes from the korban is supposed to be on the bottom. Lamala kilu hein mayim. I look as I have in mind that the dam that's supposed to go on lamato, even though now I'm putting on lamalo, I'm not putting it there l'shem hakrova. I'm only putting it there l'shem mayim. That should not have a shem hakrova. So that dam was not put. A ma'aser zrika was not done for it. And what should you do next? V'yach sabita lamato. Then you should go and make a second zrika lamato and have the same thing in mind. That you only want to make a zrika on the dam that's supposed to be lamatum, but the dam that's supposed to be lamala, you do not have a mind to make a zrika. That should be done the shemayim. The chachamim say no. The chachamim mayimrim yishav chulam. Again, you should spill this blood into the stream of water, and not make a zrika, because since we do not know where to put it, we do not say the svara of rayim. V'yimla nimlach. Let's say the kohen did not ask any shaylus when he did it for nosan kosher. For the Yevra, the Dam is kosher. If you put it Lamalo, Lamaisa, if he made four Zrikas Lamalo, then kosher means he should go and put Lamata also. Yes, if you put Lamalo, he should now make his Zrika Lamata. So the Yevra is kosher. Just like Achil of the Rabbanim say, we're not Samech on the Svar of Rayin, but rather we say put the Dam into the Omo and the Kabbonis Apostle. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hanitonim matona achas shenis.